I want to begin by thanking a dear friend, the Dinafshi Chavrus of mine, for opening my eyes up to this beautiful idea. His name is Danny Farnlich. And often the Midrashim fill in information of that which is not revealed to us from the text of the Torah itself. And Torah Shebichsav only reveals a certain amount, and the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Midrashim fill in the rest. They fill in the gaps. The Torah describes Akedat Yitzchak in that Avraham Avinu almost shechted his son Yitzchak. He was so close. He came just inches away from killing Yitzchak. But he stopped at the very last second after being summoned by a heavenly voice. Avraham pulled away. But when you take a look at Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, in particular Perek Lamed Aleph, we find a fascinating narrative, a narrative that does not appear in the Psukim, it does not appear in the Torah Shebichsav, in the text. And this Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer explains how at the moment when Avraham Avinu laid the knife onto the neck of Yitzchak, Yitzchak's neshama departed. Yitzchak's neshama ascended to Shemayim. For a moment, it was there just for a brief moment. But just for a moment, until the neshama was returned. And what brought back his neshama? What was the catalyst to return the neshama to the body, to the guf of Yitzchak Avinu? So the Medrash there explains that there was a voice. There was a voice that emerged from between the two Kruvim. The two Kruvim that exist in Shemayim somehow. And that voice called out, Al Tishlach Yadcha El Nar. Don't lay your hand on the child, leave him alone. To which Avram immediately responded. He immediately pulled back and refrained from shechting his son. And parenthetically, the Zohar adds that Yitzchak's neshama was actually replaced with a different neshama. It wasn't the same exact neshama. One neshama went up and a different neshama came down. His original neshama somehow prevented Yitzchak from fathering a child, explains the Zohar. But his new neshama that was gifted to him enabled him to have children. This new neshama granted Yitzchak the ability to have children, which of course he eventually was zochet. But either way, Yitzchak Avinu had experienced tchias ames. He experienced death and then life. He was the first individual to experience such a wonder, such a miracle, and such a phenomenon. And the Medrash concludes there that at that moment, when Yitzchak Avinu, when he was revived, he was resurrected, brought back to life, Yitzchak Avinu stood up and recited the bracha of Mechai Meisim, Baruch Ata Hashem Mechai Meisim. He thanked and he blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing him back to life again. And this works out so nicely because the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei correspond to the Gimel Avos, to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The first bracha is the most obvious, most explicit. The first bracha corresponds to Avram Avinu. Hence we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Magen Avraham. And the second bracha, as we just stated, corresponds to Yitzchak, the bracha of Mechai Meisim. And the third bracha of Ata Kadosh corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. But we see again that Yitzchak is connected to Mechai Meisim because he recited Mechai Meisim because of his personal experience. The Baal Turim in Parshas Nasa writes further that the three brachos of Birchas Kohanim also parallel the three Avos. He goes on to describe how each bracha relates to one another. He explains that the first one is Avram, the second one is Yitzchak, the third one is Yaakov. But he explains that the second bracha of Yair Hashem Panav relates to Yitzchak Avinu. The Baal Turim elaborates by quoting this very Medrash from Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a mayor, Yair Hashem, he was a mayor, that Hashem brought life and light back to the life, the world of Yitzchak Avinu. After first taking away his neshama, he replenished Yitzchak. He returned the neshama. He was Yair Hashem Panav. He brought light back into his eyes. And this is another application of the Tchias HaMeisim that Yitzchak Avinu experienced. In the Sefer Bris Shalom and Parshas Emor, Pinchas ben Pilta writes the following novelty. The ram that was shechted in place of Yitzchak had two shofros, or two horns, like every ram has. One of them was used at Har Sinai, and the other one is reserved for the arrival of Mashiach. And Targum Yonason Parshas Yisra writes that the shofar was used at Har Sinai for Tchias HaMeisim, because the Gemara in Shabbos that Peches Mabez tells us that the neshamos of Klai Yisrael had ascended to heaven when hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. They couldn't bear the sound, the loudness, the spirituality, the ruchnius of such a sound, and the neshamos, Poruch and Mishamayim, they flew up to Shemayim. But those neshamos had returned back down into this world through the sound of the shofar. They blew the shofar. The Targum says that blowing of the shofar is a tchias HaMeisim. And where did that come from? The shofar of the ram that was used to save Yitzchak's life, which enabled the tchias HaMeisim. So that same shofar is going to be used, was used at Har Sinai to also to generate, to create a tchias HaMeisim. And similarly, in the times of Mashiach, the other shofar, the second shofar, not yet used, is reserved in times of Yimos Mashiach, where there's going to be a Tchias HaMeisim as well. And that Tchias HaMeisim is going to take place by the blowing of the shofar. There's the same exact idea that reoccurs each and every Rosh Hashanah. Each and every Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar. We remember Akedah Yitzchak. We remember the rams. We take a shofar, ideally from a ram, to remind us of the ram and Yitzchak Avinu. But it's not simply a remembrance by using the shofar, but it's actually a Tchias HaMeisim. Rosh Hashanah is an annual Tchias HaMeisim. It's a renewing of our lives each year. It's a blowing of a neshama inside each one of us. Blowing on the shofar represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu blowing life into each one of us. It grants us a new lease on life. It's this annual Tchias HaMeisim. And again, it's from a shofar. The shofar from the ram, the Tchias HaMeisim of Yitzchak Avinu, the shofar that was used for Har Sinai, the Tchias HaMeisim there, and the shofar that's going to be used in the times of Mashiach for the final redemption. And although Rosh Hashanah is behind us, let this parsha, Parshas Vayera, and in particular, the events of the Akedah, serve as a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever being Mechayim Meisim by giving us second chances, new opportunities and chances to return to the path, to the derech of Hashem.